Welcome to Story Tales, where love for pets meets the pursuit of dreams. I'm Penny.
I'm Ray.
Here, we will be unleashing our passion for pets and share our thoughts and experiences as we journey through our lives as pet and business owners.
If you are a pet owner and you are looking to have a baby, we will be exploring how to navigate the experience.
Alrighty, let's dive in and make some positive waves.
So Penny, why are we talking about this topic again?
Well, you actually piqued my interest because Ray Ray here, rayray.io here, not only does she have bagel/latte.io, but she's gonna be a mother soon. Yay!
You're more excited than I am.
I am more excited than you are, baby, baby, baby. But anyways, you know, you're more fortunate than I am being able to have a baby at your age. We're the same age. And so I was just curious, like, how has that experience been so far, being pregnant while having two cats to handle? And, like, I know there's always a stigma, right, between, like, about how, you know, whether or not you should have pets while you're pregnant. Like, what is your take on that?
My take is that keep your pet, peoples.
Keep your pets.
Don't get rid of your pet just because you're pregnant. And the reason I say that is because I have been hearing, you know, stories before I'm pregnant. Some of my friends, you know, they went through the pregnancy and their in-laws will tell them, you need to get rid of your pet because you are pregnant right now. And pets are not safe for your unborn babies and also your babies.
Why do you think they're telling them these things? Like, what are some reasons, do you think?
So I'm not sure if it is this Asian things. Because most story I heard are from Asian family. I think it's because they think animals are dirty. And then there's a certain germ and worm, which is true, right? Like, we have to spend a lot of money on the, you know,
heartworm medicine, things like that.
Like, yeah. We have to deworm our pets, mm-hmm. you know, once a while. So it does make sense. But I don't think you should just get rid of your pet because you're pregnant. I think you should be more concern about how to take care of your pet correctly mm-hmm. to provide a safe environment for your babies mm-hmm. and also your pregnancy wife mm-hmm. pregnant wife. I mean,
yeah, no, I can see that. Like, all my life my grandma always asked me, or not ask, more like saying, like, pets and people should never mix in lifestyle. I'm like, why? What do you mean? They shouldn't be sleeping with you in your bed. They should be in a crate and then out when you walk them or feed them. I'm like, but that's like jailing them, you know? And so I don't know. Like, I love the smell of my little doggies. Like, I think they smell like good dogs.
I can see where your grandma come from, because my mom is a clean,
yeah,
clean yeah. and very neat person. Mm-hmm. She does get annoyed whenever she see my cat get on my bed, mm-hmm. no matter which cat is that, even Marge does that. He, like, she get really annoying. Mm-hmm. She think, like, you know, the cat is making the mess, mm-hmm. like, the fur is gonna get on her clothes. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like that. And then she will just, like, take extra time to, like, you know, brush out mm-hmm. the little furs. Mm-hmm. That's why she doesn't like it. So she always told me, like, you have to train your cat to sleep where they are supposed to sleep, which is like cat tree, the cat backpack. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's very hard mm-hmm. to control where they go, especially during winter time. Mm-hmm. They will want to go into your blanket. Mm-hmm.
I can see where people with OCD have that concern. I mean, as long as you're grooming your pet, you're cleaning them, wiping their paws down after they go outside, stuff like that. Like, you know, us humans, we're pretty dirty too. We walk outside all the time, yes. you know, and some people even wear shoes in their homes, right? Like, you're trekking in
That's
dirt
very
all the time.
Dirty. Yeah. I don't know why people do that.
Yeah, some people do that. So it's like, pets are the same. Like, you have to have that best practice to keep them clean. Because, I mean, if I don't clean my pets, of course I'm not going to want to hug them and dig my face into them, you know, and, like, you know, rub their bellies and, you know, but you have to, like, have some proper cleaning practices in place. And but besides that point, do you think that they just think that it's just a cultural thing, or do you think it's just dirty?
I would say probably just dirty, because mm-hmm. I can also see other race say that. Mm-hmm. You know, And people who say that are usually not pet owner.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. Well, if you guys, you know, think it's a cultural thing or think it's just hygiene issues, please let us know, because it's something that we're curious about. And then most people we know that have these issues are Asian. Yes. So if you're not Asian, please let us know. It'll be good to kind of get a poll on that. But given that, like I think you said dangerous, right? Dangerous for you. That's why a lot of families might not want that. So can you elaborate a little bit more on danger? Like what, how can like, not just dirt, but like, or bacteria, like what else can cause danger?
To be honest, I don't know where the danger coming from, but yeah. From my gynecologist perspective, she did ask me, hey, if, you know, do you have a pet? And then I say, yes. Like, what kind of pet do you have? After she found out I have cats, they told me like I should not be the one handling cat litter box. You know, my other family members should be the one cleaning them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because, you know, there's parasite in the cat poop might cause toxin to your baby, and mm-hmm. you don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons. So as long as I don't clean the litter box, I should be safe.
Nice. Good for you. Yeah, you don't have to clean the litter box.
I know.
You don't got the job.
And another thing she also asked me was, is your cat outdoor or indoor cat?
Mm-hmm.
And my cat is fully indoor cat. The only time I, you know, they are outside is when I work with them. And every time they come back, I wipe them clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like their, not just paws, they also their body, their head, because they will be, you know, going to the bushes. I don't know where he would track the dirt. So mm-hmm. I will wipe them very clean. And also since I'm pregnant,
mm-hmm.
so I also don't wipe them. That's Stanley's job right now.
Oh, nice. All the husband got to do it.
Yes.
Ma'am, there's lots of perks of being pregnant, apparently.
I know.
So why is it that you don't want to be pregnant then?
most of time I'm uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, hey, if you're suffering, someone got to do the job, right?
Yes,
that's true.
So that's why I get from my, you know, my gynecologist, as long as you don't handle those things, and also your cat is not outdoor cat, there should not be the risk for me mm-hmm. and my babies. And another thing I like to point out is that because I have owned cats for a long time, so whatever allergen I might have with cat, I already have certain immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also going to be beneficial for my babies too.
Yeah, because your baby's coming from you. And yes. So probably will have a lot of immunity that you have, which mm-hmm. is good. Yeah, that's good to know. You know, like, I want to be a mother one day. And so this is great information for me. And I'm hoping this is great for other people.
Oh, you don't have the cat, so it's okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, who knows? I might have a cat.
But I do get annoyed, you know, one of my friends keep telling me like, Ray, you're gonna get taxo if you don't get rid
of
the cat.
Why are they cursing you?
Because I have a cat.
Is that really a friend? Dang.
I have cat.
Well, I mean, as long as you're doing everything your doctor says, you should be okay.
Yes.
Like recently I know someone who gave birth and has a dog, and same dog like me, a Maltese, a small one, older, and always, you know, gets walked outside. But, you know, they put him best cleaning practices too with their dog, and mm-hmm. and even her gynecologist also told her that, hey, it's good to have a pet around in the house, because, you know, just because there's bacteria doesn't mean like it's gonna be bad. It can help them build that immunity. I mean, it's great that, you know, you yourself have immunity, but eventually when they come out, babies will always start building their own. I'm not saying shove your pet to their face or anything.
No.
But it's okay to like have them in the house, but, you know, slowly introduce them.
Yes.
Right? Like don't shove them in their faces, please. You might think it's cute. You want to take photos.
It's not. You have to respect your pet's boundary and your baby's boundary.
Yeah, exactly. Because both of them are little beings that can't speak to you, you know?
Yes.
They can't tell your mom, like, no.
You know? And also, you don't want like unwanted accident to happen. Why, if you terrify the dogs, he or she might attack you.
Yeah, that's true. Like you might have the cutest, you know, nicest dog or cat ever, but sometimes, like, one little wrong move, or, you know, you just shoving them into the baby's face, like, they might not take it well, and they feel like their space is like invaded, and they don't even recognize the smell of the baby yet, right? So mm-hmm. you really have to take your time on that.
Yes.
But that's pretty cool. So has your family come to terms with you and your cats?
Oh, I'm the lucky one. My family doesn't
force... Oh, they don't mind it? Okay, no, good.
Like, my family doesn't force me to get rid of the cat. They uh-huh. never mentioned that.
Okay, that's good.
But they did nag me about my cats, too. Like, uh-huh. for example, my dad had been telling me, oh my god, your cat has so many cat fur. It's not good.
Hey, you should get those... I've been seeing those, like, rolly ball things where it's sticky and then you can just rinse it in hot water.
Oh,
I keep seeing those all the time.
You should send me a link. I can look into it.
Yeah, I keep seeing those on Instagram. They keep ad targeting me. I should just forward it over.
Yeah, so my... And then also I told you I have allergy, you know, with dog and cat. Mm-hmm. So I can see where they're coming from, right? Because Latte does shed a lot. Mm-hmm. And you just don't want the cat like...
Yeah.
Like cat fur in the air everywhere.
That's true.
It's not good environment. So I think it's my responsibility to keep the house clean, especially when I'm pregnant. I should actually make it cleaner than before. Mm-hmm. So now I have like the little robot vacuum.
Oh, your little iRobot?
Yes. To yeah. run it like every day.
Does your cat ride on it?
No.
Okay. Like I always see those Instagram videos where cats are riding on the little robots.
I do want to do that, but no.
Oh, they don't jump on it themselves. That's funny.
Latte doesn't like it. Whenever the little vacuum came out, Latte would just like stare at it because he doesn't like the noise he makes. And Bagel just thinks it's his toys.
Yeah.
He'll chase after it.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, speaking of allergies, yeah, you're right. Every time we're filming here, I'm like tearing eyes.
Yes, the cat fur.
The cat fur. I mean, I never had that problem with cats, so it's interesting. Maybe you can develop it later on, but that's cool. And so pregnancy, like, how is the pregnancy treating you right now? Like, do you feel like it's taking a toll physically, mentally?
I think, yeah, probably both.
Both.
I think I do complain a lot.
Yeah.
I am also on the lucky side. I don't have like scary, you know, side effect like some people. They can't even work. Uh-huh. They have to be bed rest. I don't have that issue, but I do feel uncomfortable every day. Aww. Like body ache everywhere. People, let me tell you, being pregnant is not magical. Not for unicorn or rainbows.
Sure? I hear it's magical.
Yeah, people keep telling me that and I don't like it because I'm constantly in pain. Like right now I'm in pain.
Oh no. Yes. Oh no.
Well, but it's just like one of the things that women have to go through. This is why we are stronger than men.
Woman power.
Yes.
Do you think your pets notice that you're pregnant?
I don't think Latte knows.
But you think Bagel does?
I think Bagel knows because now he is like more concerned about my stomach. He thinks there is something going on.
You think he can hear something in there?
I actually don't know. But like he tried to stay away from my stomach. It seemed like he's afraid of it or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because it's winter time, so he will want to cuddles. And
yeah.
He will want to get on my lap and stuff. But whenever he touched my tummy, he will actually back out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then adjust his place so he doesn't really touch my stomach.
Animal instincts are very intriguing. Like sometimes you just wonder, like, how do they know?
So I do think that he knows something is going on. And plus, they're better hearing, right? Like, we cannot hear anything.
Yeah, we can. They probably can hear and smell.
Yes.
Right? There's something different about you.
But yeah, the smell does intrigue them because I think my smell probably changed too.
Yeah.
With all the, you know,
pregnancy hormone and everything.
So like, now my cat are more intrigued about my dirty clothes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Especially Bagel too. It's always Bagels.
I see. I mean, how about walking your pets? I know that might be a little hard for you now that you're pregnant, right? Does your doctor recommend anything?
So my doctor actually highly suggests me to walk more because there's more benefit. Like if you exercise more, it gives you like happy hormone. Mm-hmm. And then it also, you know, help you to stay in a better healthy way because mm-hmm. it's very hard mm-hmm. not to gain a lot of weight during pregnancy.
Yeah, because you just want to curl up in a ball and not move because it hurts, yeah. You know. And
so my doctor suggests me to go outside to walk more and get sunshine and the kind of things. And I do change my walking routine now.
Mm-hmm.
I used to walk bagels a lot, and now I don't walk bagel. I walk latte instead. Mm-hmm. Stanley have to take over the bagel now because mm-hmm. he's stronger cat. Like, I'm afraid that
he's going to pull you.
He's going to pull me. Like, all of a sudden, I cannot handle it. I might fall. That would be very dangerous.
Yeah, that would be. And are you still using the hands-free leash or are you using the handheld leash now?
I still using the hands-free.
Hands-free?
Yes.
As long as the pet isn't aggressive, I think it's okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I suggest people who has like large pet, be careful when you walk outside with your pet.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe ask a friend to go walk with you just in case, you know, your dog or your cat go crazy on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense because something might trigger them and you will never know.
Yes.
Yeah. Any other like safety tips you have for people who are pregnant, like that have pets?
Like a pet related?
Yeah.
Probably not. But another thing I do know that people like to leave their food overnight.
Oh, yeah, that is a problem.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to do that. You know, you don't want to do that because first, it's not healthy for your pet anyway. Mm-hmm. And second, it's like with all the mess of germ and stuff, like overnight food is also going to create a mess.
Yeah, and it can be airborne too.
You know? Yes, so you know, yeah. You don't know why it's going to cause it. And also, if you have like infant or toddler, they might crawl to the football and then eat the food you don't even know.
Yeah, part of baby 101, make sure to like baby proof everything, including your pet stuff.
Oh yes, definitely baby proof.
Imagine your baby crawling on the cat tree.
Well, right now I baby proof my house is not because of baby.
Yeah,
it's because of bagel.
Because of your cat.
Yeah, Penny said it's bagel open cabinet.
Oh yeah, I know. I saw he was trying to get into one. I wonder what he did.
Yes,
but yeah, that's very interesting because like people who leave their dog like food, even not the ones in the bowl, but in the bags where you scoop dog food out, some people leave those open too, not just like, Oh. Yeah. And it's really bad because I've witnessed once like a roommate of mine left her dog bag open, the food, and usually it has like the little like thing where you can close it, and she never closes them thinking like, oh, she's being efficient.
But it might rotten it.
Well, it's not just rotten, but flies.
Oh, yeah.
Love to poop on them. Like, they use it like it's their food, you know? Like, and they lay eggs. And then if your dog ingests that, they're going to grow worms inside their stomach. And I witnessed the worm coming out of the dog once. And I was so scared. I was like, because I was babysitting her dog. And I told her, like, and she was out of state. And I told her, you need to send somebody to take your dog to the vet because, you know, I don't want my dogs to get the worms too. And yeah, someone just has to take her dog. Yeah. ASAP. Always put away your food and even new food, clean food, you know.
Yeah, so I think the main thing is that you have to keep your animal healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they are healthy, they're not going to create problem for you. Just imagine if, like, Latte has diarrhea right now. Like, I cannot clean. Mm-hmm. I have to wait for someone to come back to clean that mess for me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Like,
that'd be so bad. Yeah. Yeah. You want things to be, you want them to be healthy and you want to keep the environment clean in general. Yeah,
it's like cleaner than before if you have any concern. Yeah. Like I said, right? If you have any concern, ask your gynecologist because they know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And they can help you to, you know, walk through your pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So far, most of the gynecologists I've heard from are fine with pets in the household as long as, you know, you take precaution.
Yes, it's always, you know, on the owner's responsibility. Mm-hmm. How they handle the animal. For example, like now I have hypersensitive smells.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if I have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't bathe my dog for,
yeah, that's gonna make long you feel
times,
sick.
Right? Yeah. And that's gonna make my nausea system worse. Mm-hmm. So if you have dogs and then if they stink, take it to groomers or ask your family member to wash them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of things that, you know, you might tolerate before, but when you're pregnant, you should just be more tidy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On certain tasks.
Well, at least your pets are keeping you active and making sure the place is tidy.
Yeah, but now it's winter, the raining season, so I actually haven't been walk outside.
Yeah.
Because I'm also afraid that I'm going to sleep myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the wet floors.
That's true. Always be careful with yourself, with your pet.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think that answers all my questions.
Is there anything else you'd like to know?
I mean, You make it sound like it's not magical, but I'm hoping it'll be magical one day for me.
I think it will be magical for you.
Who knows? Maybe it never happens for me. I don't know. We'll see.
Don't say that.
I'll just spoil your kid. Right? Little boy, you can hear me. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. I think that was very helpful. And I feel like if anyone else has any other pregnancy tips, stories, experiences, let us know, especially if it has to do with your pets, because, you know, we would love to kind of get the different perspectives.
Yes.
You know, maybe there is something that we don't know about safety of pets and people who are looking to be pregnant. So, yeah, just comment below, follow us, subscribe, and we will talk to you in a few weeks again.
Yes. Until then, see you next time.
Thank you. Bye.